most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's my honor for enshrinement in the Hall of Fame to present to you the great Fred Lipnikoff. Thank you.
I played 14 years and I coached for the Raiders for 18 years. When I got drafted out of Florida State in 65, you know, I had an opportunity to go to Detroit or go to Oakland, so I decided to come out to Oakland and sign with Al, and ended up being out there for the rest of my life.
I was proud to be a professional football player, and I'm still happy, it's still in my veins. I love the game, and I still love it, and I hope it continues to get better and better, so you people and the people that'll follow us coming before you can feel the excitement and the happiness and all the emotion you people give. Thank you very much.
The great Fred Biletnikoff, a Hall of Fame class member of 1988 and the most valuable player in Super Bowl XI, the first wide receiver to be named the MVP of the Super Bowl. Greg Papa, rejoined by Jim Plunkett. You never had the privilege of playing with Fred Biletnikoff, but I know you played against him as a Patriot. What a great player he was.
Oh, he certainly was. Playing in Oakland, I was with New England, and we told our cornerback, look at it's inside the 10-yard line. Freddie, at some point, is going to run a corner. There's no doubt. So our cornerback would line up 5 yards to the outside, and Fred would take him up, straighten him up, and still get to the corner. You couldn't stop him. Great route runner.
Magnificent route runner. Great hands. Made every big catch. What a player he was. He got the most out of his ability, without question. And he had some memorable matchups with the great Emmett Thomas and Jimmy Marsalis and the Kansas City Chiefs. What a battle it was. And we're going to renew the ancient rivalry on Sunday, Jim. It's not going to quite feel the same. The Raiders are 3-10. They've lost 6 in a row. And Kansas City is having a 2-11 year. But that only tells a small portion of the pain that this franchise has had to endure 2 weeks ago with the murder-suicide of Javon Belcher. I don't know how this team has carried on, Jim. And a couple of weeks ago, just hours after that tremendous tragedy, they actually beat the Carolina Panthers.
They did, you know, and the way I looked at it, sometimes after a tragedy occurs around a football team, you know, either you're going to do one of two things. You're going to come out and play inspired football, or you're just going to, you know, not play at all. And they chose to play inspired football and knock off Carolina in a great victory for them. Football teams are families, and I'm sure they took it extremely hard, as I did personally here, sitting here and being around a lot of football players over the years.
And the Raider organization sent out their empathy condolences right away after that tragic event of a couple of weeks ago. So the Chiefs will be in on Sunday, Jim. They're not going to have their great wide receiver, Dwayne Bowe. He'll miss the game with rib injuries, but they are going to have maybe their most explosive offensive player and the most explosive offensive of running back in pro football, he and Darren McFadden, to be sure. Jamaal Charles, the first time he touched the ball last Sunday in Cleveland, nice little cutback run, 80 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, obviously the Raiders are going to have to zero in, shut down the run, especially against Kansas City. I think that if Kansas City can run the football, they'll have a little bit of an edge. But you got to be able to stop Jamaal Charles. The first game, held him to 4 yards and 5 carries, tremendous job. Hopefully they can repeat that performance.
And over on the other side, the Kansas City Chiefs have a terrific front seven. Derek Johnson, their inside linebacker, one of the best in football, and those two outside rush guys, Tamba Ali and Justin Houston, have combined for 18 quarterback sacks.
Yeah, that ain't chicken feed either. I tell you, they come on, they put the pressure on, and that's why it's important for the Raiders to be able to run the football. Keep those guys a little bit aware of the run so that they can't just tee off on the tackles for the Raiders. And if they can get the running game going, the Raiders, they have a very good chance of play action, getting the ball down the football field, which I think they need to do against this very good defensive unit.
Now, one guy who always performs at his best against the Chiefs, and in particular Arrowhead, but he's also had some big kicks against them at the O.co Coliseum, is Sebastian Janikowski. And we do encourage you to get to NFL.com, Raiders.com. Sebastian is now leading all kickers in the AFC to go to the Pro Bowl again. The balloting will end this coming Monday at the end of the Monday night football game. The teams will be announced the day after Christmas, December the 26th, on the NFL Network's Total Access. So you got got to find a way to get Sebastian Janikowski. He made it last year for the first time in his career, Jim. He's been an omission for many years. I think he's having the best year he's ever had this year.
No, he certainly has. You know, he missed a field goal last week. Prior to that, just the 64-yarder. So, you know, I think that, you know, he deserves to be in the All-Star game. There's no doubt about it in my mind. And as you mentioned, he's been omitted, you know, up until last year. And, you know, he's just been phenomenal for the Raiders.
All right, so the Raiders have one last home game. Where's the time gone? One last home game at the O.co on this Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And when you come out to the stadium to watch the Raiders play, a reminder to everyone coming out to bring an unwrapped present for the Toys for Tots drive. There'll be marked bins. They'll be placed around the O.co Coliseum. Certainly do your part for the Toys for Tots drive. For Jim Plunkett, for Philip Adams, will make his first start as a Raider on Sunday. And for head coach Dennis Allen, we thank you for your time on the Silver and Black Show. Join us next week as we get you ready for the Raiders and the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton. Enjoy final home game of the year on Sunday, the Raiders and their bitter rivals, the Kansas City Chiefs.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.